You're listening to SBS News.
State and local leaders in the San Francisco Bay Area and in Seattle have gathered to condemn anti-Asian hate and violence. The move is one of many in response to a surge in attacks against Asians and Pacific Islanders across the United States. Many are saying the tone taken by former President Donald Trump as part of his response to the coronavirus pandemic has contributed substantially to the issue. California State Assembly member David Chu.
It's often been said, and it is true, Donald Trump demonized and pitted our immigrant communities against each other. During this pandemic, he scapegoated our community with references that you've heard. He emboldened his supporters, allowing racism to fester.
Phil Ting is a fellow member of the State Assembly. He's calling on all minority communities to speak up.
We had leadership in D.C. that constantly vilified different communities. It seemed like a different day, a different community would get picked on. And unfortunately, when you have leadership that allows hate mongering, it gives license for communities to come out and hate. And the only way we stamp out hate as a community is to come together, and not just as an Asian American community, but as an LGBT community, as an African American community, as a Latino community, as a women's community, all our communities coming together to say that this type of behavior, this type of hate, this type of violence, these types of murders are 1,000% completely unacceptable.
Democrat Governor of Washington State Jay Inslee says everyone has a role to play in stamping out violence against Asian Americans.
We are affected by what we say. That has an impact. And unfortunately, some folks allowed the President of the United States to fan the flames of racial hatred against Asian and Pacific Islanders for 4 years. For 4 years. And people did not stand up against it. So the first and most powerful thing we can do is to say we're not going to countenance that anymore. It's too dangerous. It's too violent. It's too harmful to everyone.
In Washington, D.C., a group of Democrat politicians has introduced legislation that would create a position at the Department of Justice to expedite the review of COVID-19-related hate crimes. The bill would also support state and local law enforcement agencies to respond to these hate crimes. In Seattle, a school teacher spoke of her own experience of being attacked in the city's Chinatown district. Noriko Nasu said a man attacked her in February and hit her in the face with what she said looked like a rock in a sock.
Since the attack, so many people have contacted me and shared their own story of abuse. I'm just horrified to know that so many of us have experienced or are experiencing this hate, and yet nothing has been done. The system is not made for us. We feel ignored. We want justice, and we want action now.
Seattle media reports say the man accused of attacking her has been charged with 2 counts of second-degree assault, but not with a hate crime. The suspect in the Atlanta shootings has been charged with 8 counts of murder over the deaths of 4 women at area spas and 4 other people at a massage business about 50 kilometres away in Cherokee County. 7 of those victims were women and 6 of them were of Asian descent. Nikki Canning, SBS News.